regular board meetings.
Do we have a first and second from Ms. Rolls and Ms. Rivera?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
A first and a second?
Motion and a second.
And then second from Ms. Rivera.
Okay. Ms. Fritzy?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
He's out.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Consent? Ms. Carrasco's requesting another change. C1, Madam President?
Hold on, just for the record, we are not voting on any of these items. This is just a gender review.
I am so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
But, yeah, to be recommended.
It is just to consent.
What question?
I'm so sorry. Are there any questions? Hang on, Adam? No?
I believe there was another request from HR to move an item?
Yes. For C1. Are there any questions for this item?
Yeah, I've got a C1.
C1, let me read it.
Yes.
Discussion and recommendation regarding the stipend listing alignment of verbiage for clarification, stipend modification, and this is to track stipends. Ms. Carrasco?
Yes, you have before you the stipend listings. And what we did on here is, for clarification purposes, we changed some of the verbiage or cleaned it up a little bit. And so I just wanted the board to be aware of the changes that we are making on this. Also, in doing so, Coach Brooks has requested a change in one of his stipends for track. It's not any additional dollars to the stipend listing. He just moved around the dollars. From the track varsity coach, and we have the head track coach for boys and girls and a first track assistant, and the dollars were just moved around in that. So there's no additional, we're not requesting any additional money, just rearranging the dollars. So that was, as far as the track committee is concerned, that was all. Just wanted the board to be aware.
I do. I question that we're paying all of these stipends. I'm looking at the mother, daughter, and father, son program. We've got 15 of them, and 3 are times 2. I haven't seen any justification for that being, you know, a real robust, knock them down, everybody's in it program.
That's $18,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
What is our...
How many kids are in it? What kind of participation do we get from the people who are our representatives for the 1,000? And then we've got an alum program. And what is an alum program?
What patron program?
Page 293. You're redefining the track stipends, but there is a question as to the mother daughter.
What we can do on that, Ms. Dr. Monica Reyes handles the mother daughter program, and I guess through Dr. Rahil, we can send you information in the Thursday packet.
Perfect.
What we've done on here, basically, what I presented before the board when we did the compensation, we weren't recommending any changes to the stipend, so there's no additional cost. But certainly, in our quest for additional savings, if there's anything, for example, in this instance, we can certainly look into those programs for you.
Would very much appreciate that. And, you know, what are the outcomes? What is happening? Ms. Rocha knows the evaluation process.
So, on that one, I don't. I do not know much.
You know the process. You can apply.
You can apply.
Okay, so
and I also looked at...
Ms. Earls, before you move, so would you like that in the board packet numbers for the mother and daughter?
And I looked at International Friendship Club. That used to be, our precious Help me with her name, our little Filipino teacher.
Yes.
Ms. Ballard.
Ms. Ballard. Did anybody pick up the slack from Ms. Ballard?
I think it's elementary.
It's got middle school and high school.
I know elementaries have it.
Yeah, only the elementaries do. So,
but
so
we're
why do we have $1,000 for middle school?
It's not paid out. It's not used.
Oh, okay.
So, same with Friendship Club?
If it's not paid, but certainly those are things that we can look at to see if they're still being, if those programs are still being, if they're outdated, then I'll come back and make some more changes on this.
Chair, I have a question.
Sorry, go ahead.
Same questions, just because it's being presented to us as stipends. We have a varsity cheerleader sponsor, an assistant varsity cheerleader sponsor. Since we only have one, does that mean only the page 295? Does that mean we're only paying the 4,000 at this point, or are we combining them because there's no varsity assistant?
You're only paying the one.
The 4,000?
Yes.
Thank you. That's my only question.
So I have one more question, Madam Chair, on page 298. A year ago, we decided we wanted to give everybody a stipend for being smart. And
for continuing their education, Ms. Earl.
Excuse me, Ms. Fritzing. And I'd like to know if you could throw in the Thursday packet. How is that going? Are people getting smarter? Are they utilizing this? Are we paying it out?
It is a degree, not
are
a measure of smartness.
Are we utilizing the extra incentive to seek more education?
There you go.
We did have people turn in paperwork for the reimbursement for their master's degree, yes.
So
I can put that in the
Yeah, how's it going? You know, is it a good move? We took a step out and, you know, we just looked at the budget. This is one of the reasons our budget for this year was affected. We decided we wanted to give our teachers a little more, our employees.
Now, are you talking about the Creed money?
No Creed people.
That was
a different one.
Yeah, different.
I have to ask.
These are just
which stipend are you looking at, ma'am?
The other stipends for personnel paid from the teacher hiring schedule, page 298. And it could have been 2 years ago. This one.
Are there any more questions for Coach Brooks so that he can go home with his family? No? Okay.
Thank you.
I will provide a list of how many people we pay for a doctorate degree and how many of them are paid.
Thank you.
Will this item go to consent?
What it was that Marty and them back then Teach for America was trying to come into a school district and that got voted down. One of the things that we looked at is how do we get a better quality teacher in the classroom, and we looked at the National Board Certified Teachers. And so what we did was if they had a bachelor's, if they had a master's, or if they had a doctorate, then they would get as well as dual credit certification. The goal is to, what's actually happening at Natchez, we need to infuse that model at the high school. And so how do we get more quality teachers as well as more dual credit certified teachers? And so how are we seeing that increase so that way we get those teachers in the classroom and then we're able to offer more? Because even research is showing once they have 12 to 15 years dual credit, 12 to 15 hours.
They'll stay in college.
Then more than likely they're going to stay in college, so it's helping them close that achievement gap.
Well, we are seeing an increase of personnel and of offerings in the high school, but I will look into Carrasco's office to put that in the packet to see how many teachers are getting actually that stipend.
And how many teachers are, because it takes a while to get
it
an actual board certification. It's not like just taking a test. It's a rigorous program. So are we seeing more teachers look into it? Because my understanding is yes, so that way they can get a certification and then they're nationally board certified.
Okay.
So
I have a question on that respect, Ms. Marty.
Yes.
This stipend, and then the CREED, how it's two different days?
It's two days.
They're like double digits, correct?
No.
No.
Because
So CREE, and we have a database of checking that there is no double dipping,
right.
No, someone's not funding from here and this, and it's all through our office.
Okay.
And we give that.
Thank you.
Will that item go to consent board?
Any more questions
yeah.
on this item?
I'm okay.
No? Okay. So, let's go back.
Item 8.
As presented, does anybody have any questions?
Just, could you make available the online-based training that we could accommodate here at the school district, at the central office to meet our education?
You know, one of the things that I was thinking is maybe we should add the total cost of their travel within those conferences.
Well,
to
I
the
think
hours.
You're going down a slippery slope.
And I think that's transparent to the community.
The cost of what?
The conferences. Because it's actually broke down into our travel, right? Isn't it? It has to be posted at the end of the year. How much?
The first report?
Yeah.
And then also how much gets reimbursed.
So maybe we can
do that.
Because a lot of like Mr. Witherington stuff gets reimbursed.
The majority of the stuff.
I think maybe coming out with a packet or something saying this is the classes, this is what was paid for, this is what was reimbursed, and that way it's all together.
Is that more work, I think?
Yes, it is. It's making more work for people.
I think it's already available, it's just...
Is it available?
Putting it together?
Well, it's not creating it, it's just putting them together.
No, we were creating people that we went to this conference and
so
it's going to cost.
Exactly.
You know, people are going to be like, why did you go there?
When you could have gone.
Or you could have done it online. I mean, well, we all believe in education. I just think you try to document for the sake of transparency, and I applaud that, but I think that maybe you might not find.
I think if you could get back to us and see what
we'll see.
Maybe you might already do it at the end of the year. Is that your house?
Okay. Next
item. Item B, curriculum and instruction. One, reports. A, BQ local... BQ program evaluation. Policy BQ local requires evaluation be held for all district instructional programs every other year.
Any questions?
Thank you, Ms. Searles. I mean, a lot of work went into this.
So I know it did. A ton of work went into this. And I want to thank you, Ms. Rocha, a ton of work. This is the closest we've gotten yet.
I know, and we're going to get better and better. And whatever questions you have, ma'am.
So one thing I wanted to point out is that it doesn't happen every other year. By policy, I believe it happens annually.
Correct.
And it's local policy that causes it to happen. And sorry, I have to get that
that's
tattoo
right,
made bigger.
I'm happy to do it every year.
So I appreciate
yeah,
what
right.
you've done, but I'd like to just point out.
Sure.
I'm sorry to be a nitpicker.
No, no, that's what we're here for.
But let's go to page 60, and I think I'm doing the.
Will you tell us the program now?
Yes, the program is. The TEKS resource system.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with the program. But the way you figured out if everybody liked the program was to use the login of the users.
There was also, ma'am, there we had login of users. We also had
but that's okay.
The survey.
It's okay. All I wanted to tell you was a lot of these users don't exist anymore. Dr. Murphy,
yes.
Ham Fierro. Janine Hammock. There's a lot of people
yes,
in here.
We noticed
who
that.
Cares?
And, Absolutely. Yeah. So let me let you know we've taken on instructional technology with Ms. Harkins, and one of her things will be to clean up all the users. We're trying to have tighter control with Eduphoria to make sure that people, a teacher wouldn't have access to everything. They would only have access to reporting their users. And so that is one thing we've seen. Yes, yeah,
I just thought maybe...
Yes, clean that up. Absolutely.
Clean up the, they got also. JJ Joyner. I don't know why.
Yeah, I saw some people there too, and I didn't know who they were.
I didn't
know.
And the other thing, on another page, and I thought, Dr. Galagese, this was a really interesting comment that, and I don't know who gave it. It was on the SurveyMonkey that came back, that they try to call central office and nobody will ever answer the phone. And that's not, you know, our teachers should feel like, you know, there's a connection. They can talk here. So I don't know who did it. Doesn't seem to matter. It was done just a few days ago. But
what program was it posted under?
This is under Kids Excel.
Okay, Kids Excel.
And they really like the program. But
then they added another comment on...
Yeah, added a comment that... save money and other things, not kids. They wanted the program, and apparently they wanted to call and talk, but they're not getting a central office connection. So, for whatever that was worth, I read it. And all of these were really good. It sounded, Ms. Rocha, like there was only one program that was not happening.
Right, and that was our Gale Resources, ma'am. Mm-hmm. It's an online. We've already paid the cost initially. The extra $6,000 would have been to add more titles to Gale Resources, so we're not going to add any more titles to Gale Resources. And I've tasked the curriculum coordinators that oversees that program to make it more robust, to start telling people we need to really, if we already have it, and we're not going to spend any more to make sure that we are marketing it, for a better word, to everyone.
Okay. Well, I thank you. And
may I say something to that? Yeah. Ms. Laura Sachs?
Yes, ma'am.
Just part of that, Plato is part of the graduation ritual?
Yes. On Plato here, what we put for Plato is the amount of courses, how many users go in and log in. You'll notice an increase, of course, in the month of June, because that's when kids need to recover most credits. We use it for our summer school program as well. And later on in this agenda, we'll be talking about...
I see it as part of the agenda for recommendation too.
Right, yes, ma'am.
Wasn't that discussed like 2 years ago that you would be monitoring every year that it was still like 8 feet, and I see it again tonight?
When we talked to Ms. Clapsaddle. We've also talked to Monica Reyes, because now we're seeing an increase in usage now with the TOA, where before we only saw it at the high school, and now with the building of TOA. And so one of the things we talked about is, because it is so much archive of the information that we have, they want to continue it one more year with the idea that maybe we can add some more elective courses. But one of the things we've talked about with Dr. Vahil is looking at and seeing if there are other options out there as well. At this point, the hard thing with Plato is we have so much archival information in there with our students' records and grades, because they may not finish something in the summer, and in the fall they go in and they continue the course. So that's where we are now. But Ms. Clapsaddle and Dr. Reyes have been in discussions with Dr. Vahil and myself to talk about Plato and where we are on that. But at this point, since they're the campuses that use it the most, they wanted to stick with the program.
Yeah, and that is my concern, because I remember last year we were doing the same thing, and they said, well, we'll be probably
phasing it out.
But yeah, phasing it out and looking at another program, and we're still another year, and it's the same thing.
Understood. I understand that completely, and I think one of the things is, one, we have the new startup of TOA. Right, which we really didn't, was really a big thing this year with Dr. Reyes. The second thing is we had a new principal coming in, which was Ms. Clapsaddle. Also, too, coming in February. We finished up in July, and so they've had a year with it, and they want to continue with it at this point. And so, we did meet with them recently to talk about it. I think we started in April to talk about it, because we knew it was going to come up again. And at that point, the two ladies did decide that they wanted to continue with Plato, and you know, we'll continue to look at it. But if that's the program they want to use, and the teachers feel comfortable and want to use, and we've seen kids graduating one of our biggest classes this year, then you know, I don't want to throw out a program if we're not sure if it's doing what they, our principals are wanting it to do.
Listen, when we met with the representatives from Plato, we brought all of our concerns about Plato. We needed the electives, we needed to know how to best serve students using Plato, and so they took all of our notes down so that they could go back and take a look at the courses and what they were offering, making sure that they were up to date, that they were the EOC courses that needed to be taken by the students.
And ensuring that we had a different platform for the high school and for TOA.
How different is OHI and Eduphoria?
Two different things. Eduphoria is actually the when we have any type of assessments, we run it all the answer documents through. We create answer documents, we create tests in Eduphoria, and that's how we look at data to see what questions the kids did not do well in, and how they perform. OHI, organizational health, is actually the campuses taking a survey on the culture and climate of their schools. And it's information for the principals to say, okay, I'm looking here, and the way I thought is a little different than the campus thought with morale. So two different instruments.
Okay.
One is
okay.
To evaluate the culture and the climate of the school and the principal, and the other one is for assessments, common assessments, and all that historical.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Any more questions?
I've got one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
On page 378, there's a new program called Destiny. Maybe it's not a new program. I didn't see Destiny in all these programs you went through.
Destiny is...
Isn't that for the library? Oh, is
that for the library?
That's the library.
That's
the library, yes.
It's for the library.
Yeah, at this point, ma'am, I did not do that.
Okay.
I will just let you know I didn't do it.
Your destiny.
I know. So much. But I will work with Dr. Vigil, since that she oversees the librarians, and we'll come up with a survey to find out about destiny and what that's.
We don't have it yet.
Oh, we don't have it
no,
yet.
It's on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Misspoke.
Destiny's coming up.
It is coming up.
Destiny's coming up.
So
destiny's in the future.
No, what was really awesome?
We're doing an upgrade on this.
Oh, we're doing the upgrade
yes.
on
it. And it's more a book administration system. So it's no more instructional, it's more an operation.
I understand. Okay. It's not instructional.
It's not coming in CNR, yes. Yeah.
So, something that I saw in this that was awesome is how many of our children are being certified through these programs we have in our CAPE programs. It was awesome. Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you, Dr. Galavis. I've never seen more children certified, you know, able to leave high school with the certification. It's just awesome. So thank you.
I'm going to toot my own horn for a little bit. I just want to say that, no big surprise, we've done a lot of great things in the entire CNI department, and that includes special ed, that includes ALS, that includes CTE. And it's having a vision, having expectations, everybody knowing, and the great leadership that we have. And I'm letting you know, I hope you can. Mary's laughing because she knows I love to talk about myself, but honestly,
heard it so many times.
I know. But I believe our kids are getting great things, and I know when you look at CNI, people tend to think all these programs and money, but you know, we're evaluating them. They're seeing if they work. I'm glad Ms. Gonzalez told me here, hey, you've talked about Plato, but at this point, if it's working and the principals like it, then I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But great things are happening. I know we've been through a tenuous thing here with the budget, but I just want you to know that your kids are getting a quality education.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's good to bring up these questions because we get to hear the other side. And of course, it was said over here, and now it's just here.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so just wanted to put your mind at ease.
Well, thank you. You know how much I thank you.
I know. I wouldn't have appreciated your voices. Your voice.
Thank you.
ma'am. Item number two, discussion and recommendation regarding a memorandum of understanding between Region 19 Head Start and Canotillo ISD.
No questions.
Consent. Discussion and recommendation regarding a memorandum of understanding between Oregon Research, Research Institute and Canotillo ISD.
What is this particular program for?
It's for English language learners, and it's a study at the middle school level.
How much? Is it just an MOU?
It's an MOU.
Just sharing.
Research data.
I have a comment to make on that. I really appreciate it. Whoever the principal was, it's one of them wrote a write-up in here that was so wonderful, it made me want to be a part of it.
Speak Spanish or what?
Yeah, all of the above. English, Spanish, anything. He wrote a really good write-up, and it just, you know, it covered it all, and this is going to be wonderful for our kids, I believe.
Okay. Number four, discussion and recommendation regarding the subscription purchase from Achieve 3000, the sole source vendor for web-based differentiated literacy solutions to support Canotillo ISD secondary students. Total amount, $57,350.
No questions.
Yes, sir.
Is this an increase?
I do not believe so. Let me check real quick, sir. I believe last year was 66, but I will check. Just give me a moment, sir.
You just provided the Thursday backup that you thought.
I may have the answer right here. No, it's less money. Last year we paid 62, this year we're paying 53.7.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Consent. Number five, discussion and recommendation regarding the purchase of Eduphoria Suite for the 2016-2017 fiscal school year to support administrators and teachers to assess student-teacher data, utilizing Region 19 RFP 15-7190. Total amount is $20,950.
Any questions on this item? Mr. Medina, if there's an increase on this item.
No, sir.
Just as a rolling question for the rest of the I think it would help the situation if we do a gender review. If you have an amount, is it an increase or a decrease? It helps us just to go through it a lot faster.
So, and if I may add to that, one of the questions that I did raise to Marnie's department is that we needed to go back to the vendor to negotiate lower pricing since we've been using them consecutively for the past, 3 years.
Loyal customers get discounts.
Yes, definitely.
Consent. Item number six, discussion and recommendation regarding the software licenses renewal through sole source vendor iStation to support the elementary and middle schools English and Spanish reading programs. Total amount,
$40,440.
Any questions on this item?
No questions.
This will go to consent. Item number seven, discussion and recommendation regarding the software licenses renewal of Play-Doh coursework to support secondary students' credit recovery and credit advancement program through sole source vendor Edmentum. Total amount,
$48,514.
And this is also for, because it says credit advancement, so this is at our high school level.
Right, and we put a little bit under local, small amount, in case we have those students that need to do it for first-time takers. It's very rare that we allow that. Usually a student has to have failed the course traditionally, but if you have a kid that's a senior that's come in and from another state, that's when we do it.
And that's right. Also the tolling.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, number eight.
So that's going to go to consent. Discussion and recommendation regarding the renewal of sole source vendor Renaissance Learning subscription for the 2016-2017 school year to support the reading program for elementary and middle school students. Total amount, $48,444.29.
Any questions?
Consent. Item number 9, discussion and recommendation regarding the renewal of Kids Excel motivational program for Ganoteo ISD 6 elementary schools to positively impact students by using the award-winning National Dance Institute teaching techniques, total amount $48,000. No questions? Consent? Number 10, discussion and recommendation regarding the purchase of TEKS Resource System, the independent contractor utilizing the Texas Curriculum Management Program Cooperative through a shared services agreement with Region 19 and all 20 educational service centers in Texas. Total amount
$51,904. This was the one we need to get JJ Joyner and Dr. Murphy and all of
yes,
them.
Yes, ma'am. It'll be done. Yes, ma'am.
That will be consent. Item number
11A.
Companion Award A, discussion and recommendation regarding the acceptance of the Grant Award for Leader in Me Grant Program provided by Franklin Covey at Alderete Middle School. Total grant amount is $51,294.10.
Yes, sir. Well, about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, a group of principals were invited to go to the Leader in Me Symposium, which is about using the 7 habits about highly effective kids in schools. And so many of the schools started incorporating that, but without the just doing it as a book study with their students and incorporating the 7 habits. However, because it was very expensive, the idea of doing it formally through Covey was not something that we could do. However, Alderete Middle School, which has continued to use that book as a book study, was able to get a grant through the Leader in Me, through Franklin Covey's organization, and so that grant is totaling that amount. And so that is the MOU, and that's the letter.
That's the letter. Yeah, I was on the wrong program. Wrong.
The teaching
yeah,
students.
This was the kid.
And it helps support the PBIS initiative.
I think more than so, I echo what Ms. Rodriguez said. This is the good stuff that we're not getting out of the community. This is $51,000. That we couldn't afford in the past, got a grant. We're just missing these great numbers. And the next one, too. That's it.
But if Idea Public Schools got 5,000, I'll pass it.
So, I have a question, Madam Chair, on this, and it's probably a stupid one. But in this, it says they will teach life skills. They're not teaching sex, right? They're just teaching how to get along with everybody, right?
7 habits, being proactive.
Okay, Miss Norris still gets that. Okay.
Yeah. Coach Norris is still in the
7.5.
Look at the smiles on all your face.
You have to teach that as a life skill.
Well, you know, you just, you never know what it's called.
No, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. B, discussion and recommendation regarding the implementation and sustainment of Leader in Me grant program by Franklin Covey at Alderete Middle School. Total grant amount is
$50,000. No question.
Consent? Okay. Discussion and recommendation regarding two new FTEs, bilingual SLP and science teacher at Northwest Early College. 2016-2017, Ms. Carrasco.
Yes, I bring before you a request. We met in the HR Personnel Committee. We had two requests come forward. One for a new teacher, a new FTE, a science teacher for Northwest Early College. However, at this time, I want to withdraw that request. Dr. McKee has worked diligently with the high school, and we've identified an excess science teacher that we will be using for.
Thank you.
So is it just the science teacher that we're not going for, or the
don't leave your hand up there alone.
The science teacher.
So the science teacher we're removing from this request, but you still want the bilingual SLP?
Yeah, that would be the second item, yes, that I'm bringing forth. And speaking with Mr. Chambers, he is requesting a need, or he has identified a need in his department for an additional SLP. I've invited him here tonight, and he's here with us, so that he can provide you the justification for that position.
Where would you like me to stand? In the middle?
Right in the middle. Right in the middle.
Okay. Right.
You start off by a little teeth.
I have. Right here. Okay. I came to you a year ago talking about critical needs for the department. One of the critical needs was servicing a mining student population. We've made strides there. We attempted to hire some bilingual SLPs at the beginning of last year, and the two that we made recommendations for went through, so we've made do throughout the whole year. I come to you today with hard data. We've increased our bilingual special education speech population by 55 this year. And so that's 173 bilingual students in speech that will be starting the year next year. Our issue is that we have two certified bilingual speech therapists. If you do the math, that's 86 students each. It can be very, very difficult for them to service those students. I'm very concerned about maintaining compliance and therapy for those students. If the board does recommend that we hire another bilingual SLP, that will give a caseload of 57 students. That would be very beneficial. Two cumulative students. You know, and again, my concern is, you know, having watched the budget process, we've been through it all spring. It's been very difficult. And I know the issues that you're having, that we're having as a department, but the bottom line is we need to service these students. And the main slack will be in the elementary schools. We picked up 18 babies this year. The babies are the ECIs, the 3 through 5 year olds. Are coming in. The other 27 or so are spread out throughout the elementary schools. And again, we're looking to service them. Do you have any other questions?
This is a double learning, right? One dual language and then the other is special.
Yes.
And Lori, it hits the water.
What's the amount for this SLP?
The amount will be approximately
68,000.
68,000.
Sir, and how long are their sessions?
Their sessions, it depends. It depends on the impact. You know, it can be anywhere from 30 minutes twice a week to 60 minutes to 15 minutes of consult. It can be 120 minutes. It depends on which unit they're placed in, which program they're in. You know, again, 173 different places, and these two people service 10 different schools. So they're running all over the place. I'm about ready to burn them out. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, nice.
No, I was going to ask her if I could say something. Have you looked at to how many SLPs, well, how many, like an SLP in the surrounding district, how many students do they serve?
Yes, I have. Okay. The entire region, I've talked to directors all over the spring. Their caseload is usually, the state average is 50. The regional average is about 50, give or take a little bit. El Paso EPISD services 58, but they provide contract services to support therapy. Isleta is about 50, Socorro is 44, Clint is about 40. So that's attractive for speech therapists to go that direction. Our challenge is to keep our people here without burning them out. And I have to tell you, our people have done a great job holding things together, but they're holding on by their fingernails.
Yeah, and that was my other question. I know that last year was my concern was the contracted services.
Yes.
And the last time we had contracted services was when?
December.
December.
Yes.
And that was to help. I'm sorry.
No.
And that was to help our full-time SLPs.
Well, we want, you know, our goal is to have full-time SLPs that are our people. Contract people you bring in from the outside and the district, you know, the district history is they have difficulty.
You still have contracted?
No, yeah. No, we don't.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to keep track of to make sure that they're providing services.
Yes, you know, and the ones we've used, I mean, it's a catch-22. You bring them in to provide services, but they're not really ours. And so they can walk any time.
Well, and that's my concern, who's monitoring them to see if our services are really being provided.
Oh, well, I mean, are you talking about our SLPs or all?
Well, we don't have contracted services anymore.
I mean, you can't be monitoring them all the time.
Well, that's it comes to me. And, you know, I tell you who the best monitors are the parents. Because they come to us and let us know, hey, I'm not getting my therapy. And a lot of times the kids are coming to us, hey, where's my therapist today?
You should send out a letter saying your student is not, your child is not getting services. Please come.
Yeah. And I think we've made a lot of progress there. Especially this year, you know, people work very hard. I don't know if we've had nearly as things this year as,
yeah,
as
and
we
that,
had
that,
in the past.
That improved.
Yeah.
Yes. Way improved.
Yeah. And so, you know, we are
we
making,
still had a little bit, but
yeah. Yeah. And we hop on those, you know, that's the communication. If we know about it, we're going to jump on it, and we're going to try to rectify that very quickly. And, you know, one thing, you know, I will tell you, Luis left. We had a conversation throughout all of our budget reductions in our department. You know, we have the idea of B funding. This one is this position, to me, is going to keep us in compliance, or it could potentially pull us out of compliance. That's, and I would not come to you with this under these circumstances. You know, it's hard enough putting money just together. So, I talked a little bit to Mr. Carrasco about it and Luis in finance. We have some funding in our idea B because of some of the things we moved around in our budget. So I would be perfectly willing to work with human resources and have that through our federal funding and have through human resources.
So right now you have like 64 pending referrals or what?
No, we have 16 pending. Here's what we have. We have 386 right now total speech students, IEPs, in ESPED that are going to start the year. That's our starting point for next year. That doesn't count anybody coming in. 386 IEPs. That's an increase from 341 when we did the snapshot in October. We also have an increase in our SPED population. We need to take a look at that real quick.
Yeah, because we're supposed to have some. So much touch up percentage.
Well, it's 10%.
Yeah.
But to me, if our art committees decide a kid needs it,
of course,
then the kid needs it. And you know, I'm not going to go by our quota with TEA. I'm sorry, I'm just not going to do that. We're going to service our kids. So just some numbers for you to think about. I'll get my eyes on. Okay, 13-14, our speech totals were 325. 14-15, it was 306. It went down. 15-16, 341. Next year, we will start, and again, this is solid data right out of an ESPED report that we ran yesterday, 386. That's an increase of 45. That's almost a caseload by itself.
With this extra person, take it to 57.
It would take the average for all of our speech therapists would be in the 50s, 55, 56, somewhere around there. That's doable, that's livable for us. That takes a lot of pressure off.
And that's very good. Really, it is.
And again, depending on the impact, we have 72 high impact students in our unit. So it's, you know, some need more, some need less. You know, we have an assistive technology initiative right now. We've got a number of those kids, 18 of those students who are nonverbal, who need that extra. And those are the higher impact students that take a lot more time one-on-one with the speech therapist. And again, that's mainly elementary, although there are some at the high school. So you know, it's a lot of different things that we have to touch on with the students. It's not just a 15-minute or a 30-minute therapy. There are so many things that they do. Let's see. So you want total numbers for SPED the last 4 years?
Sure, sure.
All right, since we're right on with it. 565, 13-14, 14-15, 561, 15-16 this last year. We started, that was the October snapshot, about 557. Our IEPs and SPED
includes,
right now.
That includes
speech. Yeah, that includes speech.
Yeah.
Our starting population will be 582.
And let me tell you, the word gets around what kind of services we get, so we will
big
get an increase of kids.
Yeah. Well, it's already happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with the babies. They know they get good services.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. The early, yes, it's definitely.
So if we're talking
around
about putting
and that's
kids
another thing that we need to be marketing,
yes,
that we give good services. We have a certain ratio per therapist and things like that.
Yes. And in regards to software, I believe, we have purchased
the ESPED, yes sir.
Now, is there any software out there that would make us more efficient in regards to addressing the students' need that would sort of, you know?
You know what, we're still learning ESPED, and the more we work with it, the more things we find, we can do with it. You know, all of these reports I have, I can get you any information you want by category, by whatever.
So that's the top of line software.
Yes.
And we're just learning how to use the different aspects.
We're getting a lot better at it. I mean, this has been a great year for us. Even some of the teachers have been very resistant about it. So, and if you look at all the districts, I don't think there's any exceptions. Every district in this region uses this program. And that helps with communication between districts.
If I could add, in two years, I don't know how long Ms. Hammack was here to carry, we moved from paper arms. That was huge. I mean, we were doing paper ARDS up to 3 years ago, and so eSped has solved that we can give you those numbers right off. We can tell accommodations for testing with the eSped system.
I guess my question is, this making it more efficient for you, or is this also making it? I see that, but is this making it more efficient for employees?
Yes, it is. You can ask Yvonne Rivera, who is Miss Technology.
Or you can look at the program evaluation. There were surveys also given us by teachers.
Yeah.
I've seen the improvement of the entire program. My daughter's improved with that. I've seen
an
increase in her.
And our goal was to make them more professional. Yes, and to answer your question, the teachers need to tap into the potential of the program as we move further. They're able to run it. Biggie is running the STAR reports and
like,
accommodations
like
for testing. Yes. I mean, they get it very quickly. It used to be a 2 or 3 day ordeal. Now it's 5 minutes. So, thank you for the situation.
Thank you.
Next item, sir.
That'll go to consent.
Yes.
Item D, business services, number one, report, safety and security.
Any questions on this item?
So we're basically of our MOU.
There should be a presentation.
Okay.
Bruno?
But the SBLD, which you're saying is retiring on the
hold on. Bruno? There was no backup. Right.
We don't have a backup. The request was the perception from, she's not here.
You're going to make a presentation.
How
much is that?
Over budget. We're spending too much money.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, the only thing I can say is we have the. I'm working with the
sheriffs. And there are.
The police officers are on a contracted basis.
So
we're not going to go to. D, business services, number one, reports, safety and security.
We just did that one, number two.
I'm so sorry, internal audit activity calendar recommendation updates.
Any questions? Number three.
I did last time and I talked to him and hopefully he could add some more projects. I don't want to bring it out because of time goes here, but
no questions, Mr.
Okay, fine.
No questions.
Number three.
District monthly financials for May 2016.
Sorry.
District financials for May 2016.
No questions. Number four.
Warrant list for May 2016.
I asked them already.
Good job.
Donations.
It was far.
Donations. And I did have something on this, and I'm trying not to, but I know I had something about donations within the district that we're keeping track of them better, and we're actually seeing where those donations. And Hector did provide yes that they're not in a closet instead of being given out to staff, kids, whatever it is, that they're actually being utilized because. They're not being utilized. I know for a fact that there are some things that were donated and they end up in a closet instead of being.
Aren't they all down at the middle school in that building and the old
man building? So this is definitely something that I did speak to Dr. Valdez to ensure that our principals are following and making sure that they don't end up in a closet somewhere. So.
Thank you. discussion and recommendation regarding the investment resolution officer designation, training sources and investment sources, and review and approval of the investment policy?
I do. Who got the 8 hours of instruction on the investment training?
You got it this year?
Yes.
I know. We got 10. The law just changed to 8, but the first year it had to be 10. We both got it.
I got it last year. It's every other year.
So we're good?
Yes. And skip 7, because we are with 7, 8.
Discussion and recommendation regarding the renewal of Walsworth yearbook services for Canutillo High School, the vendor offering the best value to the district. Total amount, $11,250.
And when we sell yearbooks, does a percentage go to them as well?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes.
So $11,000 on top of however much we sell, right?
Correct. And so with last year's, I brought it before the board, and we were very close to the $10,000. And so because there was more of a need, they realized there was more students that wanted more yearbooks and more requests. This is why they asked for a higher quote.
Is there a way that you can provide amount that you paid out last year on top of what the inventory?
Sure, I can get with the high school staff.
Just curious to how much they're actually making.
Sure. It's to the profit, okay.
Thank you.
Number 9.
Discussion and recommendation regarding the continued membership with various cooperative purchasing programs to support day-to-day purchases in order to comply with state procurement requirements and NCH local.
Number 10.
Discussion and recommendation regarding the renewal of E-Rate consulting services to assist with quality guidance on Universal Service Administration Company policy, procedures, and processes utilizing TCP and cooperative contract R130603. Total amount,
$12,600.
Number 11, discussion and recommendation regarding the purchase of instructional materials, leveled readers for Reyes Elementary K-5, not to exceed $72,806.34.
Can I ask, is this consistent with our other campuses, or are we doing something different there? And is this TSET?
It's consistent with the other campuses.
That's all I needed to hear. Thank you.
Number 12.
Discussion and recommendation regarding the renewal of the Destiny Library License. Total amount,
$11,495.80.
Here's Destiny.
Destiny. It's in the future.
No question. There's
a
use.
I don't know where Destiny comes from. I don't know if that comes from the associate superintendent. Or does it come from technology?
Yes, that's the superintendent. It's tech. It was paid by Ms. Brigham before.
Well, yeah, and sometimes it was paid by the campus. Sometimes it was paid by technology, sometimes by...
I think it got consolidated into the associates so they can get better pricing for paying one license for the district wide. But it was like 3 years ago, 3 years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, it's just not exactly.
You've been trying to take things out of district wide. Yeah. They actually have. Number
13. Discussion and recommendation regarding the renewal of ShoreTel telephony system through Plan B Networks Incorporated,
$18,975.90. Is this the 15, right? Oh, no, 15, sorry. Is this lease that we got? No. The phone system, or is this maintenance? It's maintenance. Okay. Yeah, that's how it comes in every company. Thank you.
14, discussion and recommendation regarding the licensing support renewal from School Dude Integrated Work Order System utilizing by Board Cooperative Contract Number 409-12, total amount $16,129.96.
No questions?
Yes, sir.
15.
Discussion and recommendation regarding the renewal for backup and disaster recovery services through Plan B, utilizing Region 19 RFP number 14-6994, total amount $13,621.41.
This is Region 15. Last month we brought to you
services, so we have in a combination.
Why are we just getting one?
We've met the competitive process by going through a cooperative.
But we've asked to get at least two or three quotes, so that way we make sure.
Well, with the competitive process, you only need one, and all of the quoting and the bidding has already been done.
I understand the way the cooperative works, but what I'm saying is, if we get two or three other quotes that are under cooperatives, then we're able to see which one is the best price, because there are several cooperatives that have several bids.
Right, and the thing that you have here is the usage, because the vendor's already established and been understands our equipment and has been involved in the partnership, and the relationship has already been set.
So to
transition would be kind of a risk for IT.
And expensive as well.
Exactly, because you have to redo a whole new integration and, you know, integrating with a
service. How long have you been with this company?
3 years.
So maybe we could, it comes after 5?
No, we signed a contract with them for 3 years. This is the last year.
Okay.
So that's why we have the other product that we're evaluating. We're probably going to move away from this if the other one works.
Thank you.
Item 16, discussion and recommendation regarding the final payment of AE Professional Services service fees for the Canutillo High School new gym and redesign of landscape area projects. Total amount, $2,242.
I have a question.
Are they going to get rid of the fees?
Of course not. According to the contract on this, it was a lump sum of $1,948.75.
Correct, but that was there was a change order that increased that amount, and so if the subsequent agreement, because there was some litigation between the district and the service provider,
correct.
The agreement included the additional change orders, and so that amount, the total amount was $35,283, out of which only a fraction had been paid. And the remaining balance is that $2,242. For the agreement, the district had 30 days to pay that balance, and that agreement was signed back in September, but only partial payments were made. The package that was included for you had the two checks that were used to cover that. And so, doing the math, that invoice is correct and accurate. The balance is...
You're okay with the work provided?
I'm sorry?
Are you okay with the work provided?
Yes.
That's all, thank you.
And that's coming out of bond funds?
That is coming out of bond funds, yes.
Discussion and recommendation for payment of additional service fees to CDA for work performed for the Reyes ES project. Total amount $10,130.22.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm. I do. I still feel that these are exorbitant. I feel we owe these people something. Mm-hmm. But I think that being good neighbors, they could say to us, you know what? It took us 12 hours to design a gate. 9 to design your canopy entrance. You know,
7 to design a flag.
Take an hour off of everything. We'll subtract $500 from your bill. Dr. Galavis, can you negotiate with them just a little bit between now and Tuesday?
We'll sit down with them and ask.
You know, just something that makes us, because it's not the total amount. It's just when you look at the line items, 12 hours to design a gate change.
I can see the gate. You know what I'm saying?
7 hours for the flag?
It's a flag. It's like red, white, and blue.
How about the playground campus?
They had to be in some of our meetings. Come on.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Hey, design.
I just say we'd close out all the...
I think there should be some room for negotiation.
Just a little bit.
We haven't even gotten the late certification because of our verification, so we're not there yet. I'm just concerned that they're just digging.
Will you check on the LEED certification?
The LEED certification process is still ongoing. We've received the preliminary commissioning report from the commissioning agent. Right now, I can tell you that we have 40 points for LEED certification. That's the bare minimum that we have. We, you know, look, going into this process, you want to go with at least, if you're going for LEED certified, which requires you to have 40 points, you want to go in with at least, you know, a solid 45 or above, because, you know, through the process, if they decide, you know, we're not going to award you this point, then we're going to be at 39. 39 will not give us the LEED certification. having talked to the commissioning agent and the consultants, we're about 2 or 3 months away from, you know, the final resolution on the LEED process.
How many more projects are left?
Wait, we got to do 17.
That's the next item on the...
So, Dr. Gallaby says maybe a little, you know, maybe just 10,000 straight even would be.
Next. 18?
Go ahead.
18?
I'm sorry.
18? Discussion and recommendation regarding indefinitely postponed bond projects from 2006 and 2011.
So to answer your question, Mr. Medina, we have 27 outstanding bond projects. The total list is 27.
How much bond funds do you have?
We have, out of the 2006 bond funds, we have 132,000. And out of the 2011, we have close to 232,000.
A little over 400,000 dollars?
Correct.
Some of these projects were fulfilled by other means. Again, going back to the PA system, you know, that was fulfilled through the phone system. We didn't need a PA system because it was fulfilled in another fashion. I don't think identifying this as indefinitely postponed, I think it was fulfilled. I've asked several times previous directors to go in there and say, has this been fulfilled in some other fashion? It may not have been a direct PA system, but the function has been, you know.
I think that's what we're looking for. Why this is out there.
Okay.
And that's why we're, you know, wanting to make a CVAC if they could give us some light.
I think CVAC is great, but ultimately we have to look at this and say, is there enough funds left? We have $400,000 plus dollars. A lot of this stuff is way over that. I think a total of $2 million.
Yeah, and having, I spoke with Ms. Speaker about this, and she, you know, of course, she would like to have that as a full feature on her campus, you know, understandably so, since, you know, being there, it's like being in a little maze. So, you know, there's no direct lines of visual communication between, you know, the one end of the campus and the other.
PA system has not been...
It's not installed as a full...
Well, I understand that, but because of the phone system having the capability to be a PA system, technically it was fulfilled, but you're saying that the need still is
correct. The need has still been, you know, okay. Requested by the principal.
I think, if I might, I think what we need to look at is what is the savings, and then look at the list, and then prioritize them by safety, and then go down
from
there.
Mm-hmm. They prioritized by 1, 2, 3, and 4, I believe.
So those are the ones we're going to use, those 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Well, those are the recommendations right now, and I guess this is...
Faculty class, faculty restroom at AMS.
Correct.
PA system at Niches. Lighting and safety for AMS at the football field.
Correct.
Lighting exterior at AMS. And renovation of the way we see it. What's the total of priority one budget?
218, around 218.
We never did the baseball field up here. We've held back on that since day one.
So the baseball field upgrades and the outdoor eating area, those projects have, of course, you know, more cost. And out of those, we can only do one. I consulted with legal about, because these are 2011 projects, mm-hmm. And if we go with all of the 2011, the first five projects, we could eat up all that money. So we could only have to go to the 2006 bond, and what legal has advised is that so long as we don't use, if those money was going to be used for technology items, we can't use it for construction.
Of course.
So I think that's where we can.
So if we can do the top priority and then baseball field upgrades, would that suffice, and would that be legal?
Yes. So far, yes, we've gotten that advice. Yes.
What do you guys think? Affects kids. I mean, everything else.
You think about
you talk to legal or you talk to bond.
I was thinking priority one, which is
I talked to Steve Blanco, and he did recommend to you to follow up with the
bond council.
Yes.
Renovation and baseball field as a priority two, number one priority. You see priority two?
Mm-hmm.
Because the outdoor eating, we talked about La Sabrina forever, and it's just it was a good idea at the time, but it's obviously it's not going to impact students like baseball field upgrades.
But it's a good idea because there's not enough space in the cafeteria.
That's more needed.
Yeah, it's a need.
Okay, if we were to switch it, would we still be in the legal?
Yes. Because both of these are construction projects.
Okay. So outdoor eating area versus baseball field?
So, scope revision on the outdoor eating area will be required.
That's because the original budget for the project was $150,000.
Okay.
And knowing that if we go into the 2006 bond fund, mm-hmm. we only have $132,000. So
baseball field upgrades are we talking about?
Hang on 1 second.
Oh, so
right off the bat, we know that
$23,000.
We're $23,000 over the available funds. So that would require me to on behalf of the district, due diligence to control cost and reduce the scope as required to.
So, you're a very special employee. You're an architect,
well,
Mr. Vasquez.
Yes.
Could you then modify the scope yourself?
I could modify the scope, but I'm not the designer of the district. I cannot seal and sign the drawings as required by the state.
It puts risk into the district.
Because it puts risk into the district for liability purposes.
So,
but I can certainly revise the scope.
Where my mind goes is by saving. To do a scope revision, we're going to have to pay somebody easily $23,000.
No, because that's the work that I will be doing within. In working with the designer of record. The designer of record is a design professional that signs and seals
yes,
the drawings.
Understand.
And gets the permit required for construction. During that process, one of the deliverables that the professional has to provide us with is a budget
mm-hmm.
and then an estimate.
Mm-hmm.
When that estimate comes in and I revise that, I say, okay, we're over the budget. We're going to take this out. I can make recommendations to the designer of record
to
stay within the budget.
I think
my issue is just like how we're having to pay $10,000 to CDA for redesigning things.
Correct.
Did we really save that much money on what they redesigned, or should we just have gone ahead and spent it? I don't know right now. But if we go from 150 to 123 and we actually have to redesign, and then everybody else, you're going to have to get mechanical, you're going to have to get everybody.
But there is a difference in redesigning when the designers are working on the project. There's a big difference between then and when you're actually constructing.
But you don't think that the $20,000 difference is going to be eaten up in design fees instead of just using the old design?
The old design is expensive. Because it has masonry walls, it has very high walls, it has a huge roof. I'm sure that we, and the other thing is that the original design was done by Philo Wilkie, which I don't think the district wants to go with. So we would have to start from scratch.
Anyhow.
This is the greatest opportunity for us to go ahead and start with the cost control plan that will work for the business.
Okay, I understand. Thank you for explaining. That's all, Ms. Fritzy.
Any more questions on this item?
And what I was just going to say is let's go with the administration's recommendation because then they've already projected those budgets. What we end up doing if we start value engineering or minimize the scope, then we start taking away from the project. And
exactly.
So why don't we just
let administration go
and then see how much we have left, because we never know about change.
Well, let administration, you know, that's their job, let them do it and then come back to us.
They already did. They have priority one. I said, let's do priority one.
That's
fine.
Consent.
Let them do it.
I have a question. These figures, the project budget for each a yellow priority one, are those current figures or are those?
Question.
Those were projected budgets.
They're projected. The say for example, the PA system, the original budget was 15,000. So we adjusted.
Okay,
yes.
So those are current now.
Correct.
Okay.
Still hypothetical.
They're not
Yeah,
these are
we're
not Ernesto's, right?
They're only estimates.
This
yeah,
is our budget.
Yeah, but these are not the former figures.
No.
Okay,
upgraded, updated.
And this is our budget. Estimates will come in later. That will be my responsibility to, like I said, control the cost.
I say we do just the priority one.
We like to do priority one.
Come back to us.
See how much things cost, and then we have actual numbers to say $69,245.05.
Your math is really bad. Is that what we're talking
about? So, Dr. Galavis, on a priority three, you've got the lift station upgraded CMS. It's good to be.
Yes, facilities is keeping track
okay.
of that. We're
okay.
maintaining that. Yes.
Okay.
Community input number three.
I do have input. I had asked for an executive session item on board operating procedures to be on the agenda. And I'd also like to have an update on our lawsuits under executive session.
For the meeting, right?
Uh-huh, for the real meeting, for next week.
Executive session will only happen at a regular board meeting.
No, these are just agenda items. I'd like to be added to the regular agenda. I don't want to. Not now.
Yeah,
for the 28th. This is for the real deal.
And also an update to the real estate. We put that in executive session.
And the TASB insurance that we discussed.
Yes.
What do you call that?
TASB
insurance audit?
TASB, what is it, a cooperative? I don't know. Ask. They'll write it.
Board President Fritzy, can you please just confirm with me what items you guys are listing? So, executive session.
Which we have those. The ones we're listing, we do have them.
Okay.
Anything particular for procedures, just in general?
The only one was the
lawsuits. You mean rate case
41?
Yeah.
Or I think
we've got a special ed one.
You're talking about lawsuits?
Just an update.
Okay.
An
illegal.
Update.
We should have a quarterly update on lawsuits anyhow, but we haven't had any, so just an update. What's going on? How do we stand?
Talk more about real estate than anything in the past. We haven't talked about any pending lawsuits, I think.
Because we haven't had any. We've been doing really well.
Bills the other way. Okay.
So, are we ready for adjournment?
Item number four, adjournment. The time is 7:58.